Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're speaking to another Kate, a mum of three with a fabulous story to be told.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
We are going to talk about the weather and then I'm going to talk about Kate.
Yes, please.
So it is because I know people love to know cold.
Yeah.
But it's been lovely and warm in Melbourne.
Yes.
It's bad for climate change. It's bad for
the snow.
It's
been a little bit warmer, yes.
But we've had days of 20.
I know.
And when we're recording, it's like the last day of August.
Yes.
And this is unheard of.
My girl said it's spring tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a bit rainy this morning. There's a bit of drizzle. Yesterday we had
downpours. A lot of rain.
But...
Yep.
By the time you hear this, it will be spring wherever you are.
We're out of the thick of winter. I'm
so happy.
Unless you're
in America.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Northern Hemisphere. And I said before we started, I think we've had an inordinate number of Kates on this podcast.
Yeah, and there's not been one Mandy.
We had the Mandy car. Someone named their car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we've had, P. Mandy, P. Friend Mandy.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
And we've
had. Have we had an Amanda?
Well.
Yeah, I think we have.
I think we've had an Amanda.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more Kates.
A lot more Kates.
A lot.
What the hell? Well, it's because Kate can be Kathleen,
yes,
or Catherine. Or, yeah,
yep,
fair
yep,
enough,
yep,
fair
Katie.
Enough.
Yep. Anyway, yep. Let's meet our guest.
Yeah, would you like to say hello and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Kate.
What a shocking name.
I know. There's not very many of us, apparently.
No.
Now, beautiful Kirsty from Curious Freedom got in contact with me and said, you need to get this woman on your podcast. And I said, okay, I trust you.
Yeah, always trust her.
So that is where we found out about you from gorgeous Kirsty. So let's start with our questions.
Okay, our first question is, do you have a favourite song or band or music that pumps you up in the good times or lifts you up in the bad times?
This was... really struggled with the question because
we are hard-hitting journalists.
I know.
hardest thing I've had to do all week, mate.
Yeah.
And I really struggled, and the first thing that came to my mind was 100% Spice Girls.
Yeah.
definitely girl from the 80s.
Yeah.
And grew up in the 90s, so
yes.
Spice Girls was where it was probably a little bit of that plus a little bit of embarrassment factor for Michael, so... You know, super embarrassing when I'm dancing around the house with Spice Girls. So, but
they're
still
yeah, of course. Yeah. Whenever a song comes up, I can sing every single word.
Yeah.
Yes. And you forget how many songs they've done. You're like, oh, they did this one as well.
Yes.
And I find that our house is full of lots of people. So I feel like there's not many opportunities for me to like get it cracking.
Yeah.
So when there's no one here, it yes. doesn't matter if it's good or bad, it just any music. Yeah, any music is so good. True. So yeah.
Especially as they get older, they complain. Turn it off. We don't want to listen to this.
Yeah.
Rude.
The fuck off eyes.
I know. Yeah. I bond you and I think I can have 5 minutes of music that I
far
like.
Far out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about did you win any awards at school?
I love this question too. This was great. I won a Bush Poets award for writing a Bush Poet, like a little Bush poem. Oh. I was in primary school and I remember I'm in Kyabram and we have the fourth zoo now.
Yes.
And I remember it was obviously in the 90s and it was so fancy to go to the Fauna Park and have the award given to you, and I thought I was top of the world.
Yeah, you were.
So was it
about like wattle or
koalas.
It was about koalas.
Here we go, man. I mean,
yeah, and that they're not bears. Koalas are not bears.
Can you remember it? The poem?
Oh, really? It's embarrassing. Koalas are a funny bunch. They love to sit and doze.
Come on.
Koalas are a funny bunch. They love to sit and doze. Koalas always sit and munch. That's what I do suppose. But one thing makes them always swear. Koalas are marsupials. Don't ever call one bear.
That is award winning.
That could be on an ad.
Yes.
You should have
bring it back. People
It's a jingle.
It's a jingle.
Australia Zoo. Somebody might want it.
Yes.
If you give Kate $1 million, she'll let you have it.
That is fantastic. Thank you.
Wow. What a great award.
What a great award. That is a great award.
Yeah, I would have awarded that poem.
Yeah, same.
That was award winning. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Wasn't it? Wasn't. Definitely. Sometimes you think, I don't think that person deserved that award, but this time I think you did.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, dear. And our favourite question, why are you a P?
Well, I was a P before I realised I was a P. Mm. It was one of those things. I didn't realise I was special until I was listening to you guys.
Right.
So I have 3 children and I have acquired 2. but my first child was Premi.
Right.
18 years ago now.
Yeah. Same age.
And that was pretty stressful. And then 13 months later I had another little boy. Wow. And he was born blind.
Right.
So he's legally blind. So I have 2, but my eldest now, when he was 13, acquired his brain injury.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So they were walking home from school and my eldest, Michael, who has the brain injury, me being mum, like, make sure you hold hands.
Yeah.
At 13 and 12 when you cross those roads. No,
of course.
So they did like what boys do. I'm like, not holding your hand.
Yeah.
And Jack had his hand on Michael's shoulder and Michael's helping him cross the road and Michael didn't see a car and was hit by a car, thrown 25 metres and sustained a traumatic brain injury. That is the reason that I am a real P.
Because
that's fucked up.
Yes.
So,
Kate.
I know there's always these moments in our life that you remember everything about and what you were wearing and what the weather was like. Did someone phone you? Like, how did you find out?
Yeah. So I currently do family daycare.
Yep.
So that's my day job.
Mm.
And I was working at home and I got this phone call and I just had my phone on. My phone's always on silent and my phone I just put it on charge and I just had it in the bedroom and it was literally at 3 o'clock that I put that on and I was like, oh, I better put that on loud, you know, just in case I get a phone call, you know, weird. That never happened.
Yeah.
It was always on silent.
Wow.
And it was like 3:32, you know, and my phone rings. It was a number I didn't know and it happens. I knew the person. It dropped me. Absolutely dropped me.
Oh, like, of course.
Absolutely. And I had 4
what
little kids.
What did you do? You had with children in the house.
Children.
I had 4 little kids in the house that are not mine.
Oh.
And I had to go to my child and it just dropped me. I was on the floor and this little girl that I had, she was so beautiful. Oh, Kate, are you okay? I'm obviously crying, and I'm like, is he dead? Is he dead?
Yes,
on the phone? You know, I've got these little kids. I'm just like, oh, God, oh my God.
What on earth?
And, yeah, and that was so beautiful. They're like, here you go, here's a little tiny seat. You can stop that. You know, that was so beautiful. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to ring them. Like, I have to go. I have to, and I stuck. I've never felt so stuck in my entire life. So I'm just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Anyway, and the lady that rang me, she said, I'm coming to get you. And I'm walking around the house trying to collect the kids' stuff, the little kids' stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't even know. Anyway, they all got collected. I had to make those phone calls. I'm like, you need to come now because my child has been in an accident and I have to go.
Oh,
you have to come right now.
Is everyone in town? Like, were they close?
Yeah, lucky. Yeah. Lucky. I think I only waited. They everyone was picked up within 10 minutes probably. Right. I don't know.
No, you can't
remember an eternity.
Yeah, and you'll never unsee your 13-year-old in the middle of the road.
No.
Oh, my God, you got to him?
Yeah, got to him. So the lady that rang me came down and got me. Jack was still standing there. He's obviously absolutely beside himself.
Terrified.
And I hadn't even – I was probably 100 metres away and the car was still driving. I'm like, let me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just ran down the street. And to him and Jack, and gave Jack a big hug, and and Michael was flown to Melbourne, so in a helicopter, which was a bit fucking crazy. So, wow, how your life changes in a moment,
in an absolute instant.
Yeah.
And so then you had to leave Jack.
Had to leave Jack. So. Michael was intubated on the road and then, he was stabilized on the road and then moved to the, rec reserve, which is the footy oval.
Yep.
And the helicopter landed there and the ambulances took him there. He was intubated on the oval. And then my husband, he wasn't my husband at the time. So we'd only been together 18 months. That's a special story too. And he was working in Yumurka, which is about 45 minutes away, and he was here in 20 minutes. I mean,
He
didn't speak.
No, it's one of those times.
Yeah.
I know the area very well.
Yeah, and he was, I need to get there now. So he was on top of a tower, which is 60 metres up in the air, and he was working with my brother, and I couldn't get hold of him on the phone to be like, you need to come home.
Yeah.
And I rang my brother and he was like, okay, I'll get Alex. And Alex was like, okay, I need to go. So he forgot that he was 60 metres up in the air undoing his harness. And my brother's like, no, you need to go down first.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what a day.
So he went down and come to me. And my daughter was at production at the time. So she had no idea what was going on. And I was just like, oh, my God. Anyway, he got there and Michael was intubated, put in the airplane. As we walked into the airplane, I was like, I need to see Jack and I need to see Scarlett. And
of course,
because I don't know. And I'm like, but I need to be with Michael and I'm not really sure.
The worst.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And Alex just goes, I'll go. Mm. And I was like, okay. I said, I'll go sort the other two out because they need to – we've been through a lot of shit.
Yes.
I just need to make sure that they're okay.
Yes, I get it.
And then and that – I'll be back and then I'll go. So
maybe just have a moment for a awesome human man that you're with that said, I'll go.
Yes.
I'll go. Just took charge.
Yeah.
And Michael was in the Air Force Cadets at the time.
Right.
And Michael and Alex, he'd been wanting to go because it was March and the air show was coming up and he wanted to go. He was going to go and fly in an aeroplane at the show. And Alex just said to me, he said that his biggest memory was, mate, I know you wanted to go on a fucking aeroplane, but really? You didn't have to fucking do it this way. Or was a helicopter.
Does he remember? No.
Not, oh, no. No. So
he was,
Michael, I think Michael is the best out of all of us. So he'll never remember.
Mm.
Thank goodness. It's awful. You wouldn't want it. You wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Nah.
So we went down and he was in a coma technically he's still comatosed.
Yeah.
But he was in a coma for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And yeah, so he has a diffuse axonal brain injury, which is a grade 3. So pretty much it's hard to explain, but your brain, I know no one can see this, but your brain is like that. So
just putting up brain, a fist like 2 spears.
Yeah. And so then it twisted.
Like an orange.
And then, and then shook all around. So it was, so it's kind of like shaken baby syndrome and a car accident all in one.
Right.
So how fast was the car going?
60 kilometres.
Just 60?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was walking with his brother who's blind.
Yep, crossing the road. No one was at fault. Everyone was doing all of the right things. The kid that was the driver of the car had only just got his license.
And they
went to school together.
Oh,
so,
of course.
It was awful. And we live in a tiny town.
Yes, you do.
You know? Like, it's awful.
Everyone knows.
That poor kid. Yeah.
But what is the flip side of being in a tiny town, that people rallied around you, rallied around that kid?
And you knew each other. 100%.
So
it was lovely. So, and we were in hospital for 6 months. So
6 months. Were you?
Yeah. So
did you come back up to near there to Shepparton Hospital or whatever?
No. So we were at RCH for 6 months, and Michael was in ICU for a month, and then we moved up to the neuro ward, and then down into Kelpie.
Yep.
Pardon me. And the what do you call it? The ICU was amazing, you know. We all know that they're little amazing people in there. And then the neuro ward. So I didn't leave the hospital for about 2 months, 8 weeks.
Wow.
I didn't even leave. I stayed in the old children's hospital in the hotel next door.
Yeah.
And then because it was a long time to sleep on those beds. Like, they're really great.
Oh,
but it's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Stayed there for 8 weeks, and then Alex said, the kids need you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I would stay in Melbourne during the week, and then I would drive home. I'd come home on the train and Alex would pick me up because he had the kids. He was running, keeping the house and working full time.
And he's their stepdad, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't have any family support, so it's just us. The special moment with Alex just cemented that this guy's a keeper. It was day two of Michael's accident. And I remember just, you're absolutely wrecked. You haven't had any sleep. I haven't eaten anything for days. Can't even think. And this kid's got 50 pumps, you know, every tube, you know, amazing things that, like, you're just like, well, how did people even think of that? Like, you know, they're cooling. Like, they had these pads on his chest and his leg that were cooling him down so his brain didn't swell. I'm like, they thought of that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Brilliant.
Wow. Professional, like, so smart. Amazing.
Yeah. They're people incredible. That won not poetry awards at school. They won
They're way cooler.
Way
cooler.
We're grateful for them.
Yes, 100%. So thankful.
Yeah.
I said to Alex, I just said to him, if you need to go, you need to go now because this is so hard.
Kate.
Because I was just like, we have been together 18 months. Like, we are nothing. This is not your kid. Like,
I get it.
But if you need to go, you need to go now.
Yeah, do it now.
Clarity.
And he just said to me, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh.
And I was just like, okay, baby, you better buckle in because I don't know what
strap in.
Yeah.
You know, and here he is. He's still there. We're married. And
when did you get married?
2020 in the middle of COVID.
Of course, yes. I mean, you just.
Of course you did. Yeah.
That's a story as well. We have all these carers and things. You know, it was 12 months or 18 months after Michael's accident. And
right.
We had people in the house, and, you know, you could probably tell I'm a bit of a feral and crazy girl. And we were like, stop it. We're going to get married at dawn. Got up at.
Sorry.
So we got up early and we hadn't told the kids, and we've got 5 kids between us, and we're like, we're going to go have a family photo. Just fully eloped, and we off we went and got married, And we got back, we were home by 9 o'clock and the carer came in and we had meetings and all of the things. And they're like, oh, you know, how was your weekend? And we're like, oh, yeah, really good. Oh, you know, what you get up to? Oh, I got married this morning. And like, oh,
that's the greatest. You at least get drive-through hash browns on your way home?
Yeah, our wedding meal was breakfast.
Yes,
yeah,
actually, your wedding breakfast.
It was so good. Yes. It was so great. And it rained and it was just beautiful. And we had all the kids there. And Jack was so funny. He was just like, what's going on? I'm not really sure what's happening.
Yes. But actually,
we're like, getting married, mate.
Oh, that's what a wedding should be.
Yes.
Just be all that palaver.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's my third wedding. So, you know, I wasn't doing
third
all
time
the
lucky.
Yeah.
Third time lucky. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, pretty crazy. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's, so Michael has a brain injury. He's nonverbal now. He doesn't walk, doesn't talk. And he just blinks and laughs. That's pretty much it. So he knows exactly what's going on around him. Oh. So he has amazing fuck off eyes. Like, whew, if that boy could talk, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
A mean thing.
You're like, I hate the Spice Girls.
Like, oh, you're so embarrassing.
Yes.
Fuck, we're so fucking lucky. We are just so fucking lucky to still have him.
Yes.
And yet it's fucked up.
Yep.
But sorry about my swearing.
Oh, no. We've got a warning at the beginning.
And, And,
wow.
Yeah, hit that kid, exactly the same fucking kid.
Yeah.
It's trapped inside his body. And it would be so fucking frustrating.
Oh, wouldn't it?
So what did that mean when you got him home? Was it like, carers,
redo the house,
communication devices,
hoists,
all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so we had we come home at 6 months because I was driving up and down every day because we live so far away and
it's
all fine in Melbourne. And they were like, oh, you know, we need you to be here for 12 months. I'm like, not this fucking family.
No.
We are out. Like if we lived in Melbourne, sure, maybe. But we don't.
Yeah, we don't live in Hawthorn. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Tell people how many hours away it is.
Three hours away.
Yeah.
So I was driving down every day and driving home every night. Mm. Up the Hume, So up near Echuca.
Yep.
Beautiful sunny up here near the river. Yes. It's amazing.
Yes.
Lots
of those noisy birds, what are those little parrots that you've got up there?
Oh, corellas.
Corellas.
Yeah, they're the worst. Yeah, the cockatoos are much nicer and the galahs, but the corellas are awful.
Have you been in Kyabram your whole life?
Yes, unfortunately. Oh. And inflicting the same on my children. Oh.
Because my cousin lived there, so I'm like, you might know them.
Oh, there you go, probably. Alex,
we'll talk about it off.
Kyabram Royal Free.
Yeah.
yeah, so we stayed there for 6 months. So the house had to be all changed.
Yes.
So carpet had to be taken out and lino, and the bathroom had to be rearranged. And Michael's room, we've got
three ceilings. Did you have to pay for all that or did?
No, we are so.
Was it TAC or?
Lining. DAC. They're amazing. They've been so amazing.
Yeah.
The silver lining, you know, there's a silver lining every day. Some days are harder than others.
Oh, but very much harder. And some days are just shit.
Well, it's deserved. Yes. We pay.
Yeah.
And they have been absolutely amazing.
Great.
So we've got hoists all through the house and we didn't have lots of carers at the start because I'm like, no, I got this. And then, And then, so we're about to go to a 24/7 roster.
Right.
Michael turns 18 in a month, which makes me feel very old.
Yeah. I know.
And I've lived and worked and cared at home now. Well, I've lived and worked from home for the whole of Michael's life. So it's time for me to go off and find another adventure and do that. So, so we're just moving to a 24/7 roster. Soon and so that'll be different again, but it's taken a long time to get to here. It definitely wasn't overnight. We've had, you know, people in our house. It was weird at the start.
It's a funny feeling.
I'm the mum, I'm the person in the bathroom, and you know, your allied health team are like, no, you need to go, and I'm like, no, I feel like I should stay.
Yes.
Yeah, so the allied health team, I think, are just like, finally, we cracked that stupid bitch.
No, it just takes time.
They're just used to it. You're the 100th person they've done it with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, so our house is full of people all the time. When there's no one here, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen very often. No. Usually it's when Michael's out having a milkshake and doing all the thing, and you're like, oh,
So he's mostly at home?
Yeah, so he goes to the specialist school 3 days a week, so he's there at the moment.
Yeah.
Even that, like, listening to you girls and your school stories, you're like, yep, I feel ya.
Yeah.
So I held on at real school.
Yeah. Yep.
And because he's right there, he just can't get it out. So he knows, you know, and I was like, no, he's not going to a specialist school. He's going to hate it. And in the end, I was like, do you know what? He just needs a feckin' friend.
Yeah,
I just need this kid to have a fucking friend, and no one fucking talks to him.
Yes.
And if they do talk to him, they're like, hello.
Yes.
Then, like, oh, can't handle it.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah.
And the school ended up just saying, you know, Michael had been there forever and ever, and the school ended up just saying, oh, you know, we can't offer a program for Michael next year. And I was like, oh, motherfucker.
Mm. Yeah, which is illegal and immoral and,
all of the things.
Mm.
And I'm like, do you know what? Fucking buy.
Yeah. We don't want you.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, that's right. If you don't want my child, you're not getting them then. And
And there is a school that actually
wants him.
Yeah. And the students in that school are less
judgmental.
Yeah. And they're kinder and will be
best people ever.
And we have so many videos of, you know, Michael can't control anything. We've got videos and photos of other kids holding the rolling pin and, like, you know, bashing the biscuits for rumbles with him, and Michael's just laughing his head off, just having the best time, and, you know, that pushing the wheelchair, and, you know, and my little work kids here, they just think his shit doesn't fucking stink. Yeah. You know,
so
they
still doing family daycare.
Yeah, still doing family daycare. Went back after. Wasn't 12 months, so it was like in the March, and I went back in the November.
Wow.
So, I just needed. I'm too busy. It's like blah, 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 blah. Even though I'm here, so I just dropped down to 3 days. I was working full time. I dropped down to 3 days. Just crazy. Oh, there's so many things to say.
No, of course there is. And we're so just gonna scratch the surface.
Jack.
Yeah.
How did Jack manage all that? Like, was he feeling guilty? Was he?
Yeah. So he has a lot of survivor guilt.
Yes.
Currently. Yeah, and he's been diagnosed with PTSD, obviously.
Of course.
No surprise.
Yeah.
And he's actually currently on a youth exchange with the Rotary over in the Czech Republic. So he's been there nine months.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So and he's having the fattest time ever.
Is he?
He's just being a teenager.
And this is what we said to him, you know, look, mate. You know, you can't, yes, you're blind, and you know, he's not fully blind. He's legally blind. Yeah. He'll never drive a car. We live in the country.
Everyone,
you know, you need to drive
cars.
A car.
Yeah.
You know, and they all have a trade.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to go to uni and you can never drive a car and you have to live in Melbourne. Like, bad.
Yes.
You know,
got it.
He doesn't want to do any of those things, you know.
Well, that's not what his community does.
No.
Yeah. So we just said, look, mate, would you go on one? He's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go to Canada and see the deer and all that. And I was like, yep, cool, righto, boom. So we signed him up and we just said to him, mate, you need to go and figure out who Jack is, who is not Michael's little brother.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so not Canada, and look, Czech Republic. Starts with the same,
went to the Czech Republic.
Same letter.
That's right. Yeah.
Close
enough. Any deer?
Close enough.
No,
not really. He hasn't seen any. He hasn't seen none. He wanted a white Christmas. I was sold him with a white Christmas. I'm like, you can go for a white Christmas because, of course, we love Christmas. And I was like, oh, I'd love to have a white Christmas.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to have one before you.
Oh,
and I was like, no, I hate you.
Oh, he's so brave to go.
Oh, so brave. I was never brave enough to do that. So I just think, you know, he might, you know, he has bad days and good days, obviously, and he misses Michael a lot. And, and I did say to him that Michael might forget you, but you have to check in, and he's chosen not to. So, you know, they know everything. They're teenagers.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the most glorious, selfish time of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't
why can't I go back?
Oh,
just be that rude.
No bills.
Yeah, nothing.
Don't think about what you have to eat for dinner.
Yeah.
No.
It's great. It's
come out and say what is for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, and then when someone tells you that they've cooked it for 2 hours, no, not eating that. I mean, what a time. What a time in your life.
I want to go back.
Oh, I don't think we will like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I was selfish.
I don't think we were brave
but I wasn't
enough.
Like that.
Not like 2023
I was a people pleaser. Yeah. I was a parent pleaser.
Yeah.
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 So.
Wow. Yeah. So.
And what sort of support does he need over there? And what do they provide?
He's gone over with no supports. His choice.
Yeah. Okay.
He did take his cane under sufferance.
Yeah.
At the moment, and he's so independent.
Yep.
So independent.
Yep.
So he just is like, no, I'm good.
What a legend.
And I'm just like, mate, the cane is not for you. It really is.
Yep.
But it's not for you. It's for everyone else.
Yes.
Because when you walk out in front of a car, one brain injury is enough. Thank
yes.
you. But when you walk out in front of a car, people, they're like, oh, fucking dickhead. And instead, but you've got a cane. They're like, oh, actually, didn't see me.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually not about you. It's about every other fucker.
Mm. And so, what did he say when you said that?
He's like, oh, yes.
You know? You know nothing.
They're just grunts.
I know.
You know nothing.
And so is he doing schooling?
Yeah, he's overdoing, school. So
is it a whole year?
Yeah, whole year, yeah. Wow. It's so amazing.
I didn't know.
Is it an international school or is he learning Czech?
No, he's learning Czech at a normal high school in Czech Republic.
That is incredible.
Like maths and English, not English, they don't have English.
Oh, yeah.
They have English. But, you know, like.
Maths, Czech, French. Yeah, of course.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah. So, and they live differently. And, you know, the first host, because they have four families that he lives with for the year.
Yeah.
And the first family had to walk a kilometre to put the rubbish in the bin.
Wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, yeah, we don't have a bin at the door. Like, you know, there's no curbside pickup. You've got to walk it a kilometre to like this communal village bin and put your rubbish in there. I was like, don't you ever fucking whinge about putting them bins out in there.
Invent
It's the cobblestones, Kate.
It is the cobblestones.
I'd be stealing things left, right and centre. My bags would be breaking.
Can you imagine how full it would get before you took it?
You'd pay the extra $4 for the little strings on top of the bag.
Oh, you would pay for that. Or those tough, the green Glad bags.
Wowza.
Yes.
I won't complain about my bins.
Well, maybe they're very good at waste.
Maybe.
Maybe they are good at recycling and reusing.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Because I wouldn't be walking a kilometre. I empty my bin every day.
Same. 3 or 4 times. So has he done any travel while he's there?
Yeah, so he went to Germany for a wedding. Oh, I'm like, mate, can you hear yourself?
Listen, yeah.
Yeah, and the Netherlands went with one family. So they went to Germany and the Netherlands for a holiday, and in Germany was a wedding.
Wow.
He's done a Euro tour, so he's been to Paris and Italy and Spain and somewhere else. Can't remember. That was a while.
Do you have to pay for all this?
Yeah, paid for it. So with the Rotary,
sponsored.
You don't have to pay for the accommodation because you've like families volunteer to have
so it's a
bit cheaper. So you still got to pay like, and the family pays for their food.
Yeah.
And then Jack just pays for, or we just pay Jack
things.
For like if he needs shampoo, or well, they kind of supply shampoo, but he wants like extra a haircut or so all of it, clothes and things. And he did a ski trip as well, so he had a week in the snow. Yeah, I know. It's such a fucking hard life being a teenager in 2023.
Well, he deserves it, hey.
Do you think someone's going to come from the Czech Republic and spend a year in Kyabram?
No.
Well, they're missing out.
They are missing
out. Because that zoo
is
pretty amazing.
All the Corellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, right? Mm. Look, it's got amazing sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's my pea story. Oh, there's so many other layers. I have so many other layers.
Of course.
I've got two lives before this life. Yes. So
when
crazy. Did you discover that he was blind?
So he had just started sitting and his head was like, you know, wobbling around.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, it's a bit weird. Like, I wonder if like, is that because your neck's not strong enough? Yeah. Like, you know, because you're a bit floppy still?
Tummy time or something.
Yeah, is that me?
Yep.
Straight into it, don't
we? Yeah,
straight. My fault.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, oh, I'll take him to the doctor. The doctor took one look at him and he was like, that's weird. sent him to a pediatrician. Pediatrician went, it's weird. You need to go to Melbourne.
Wow.
So we went to Melbourne. They held his head still and his eyes were going, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. So he had a nystagmus. So that's how we found, or he has a nystagmus. Yeah. So that's how we found out. And then from there, it turns out that he has a cone dystrophy, among other things. That's the main diagnosis.
Right.
And we're not sure if it's an atrophy or non-atrophy. Yeah, an atrophy or just a dystrophy. So an atrophy gets worse. A dystrophy stays stable.
Right.
So he has a cone dystrophy. So in your eyes, you have rods and cones. So rods are your nighttime vision. So when it's dark, your rods are what work in your eyes. And when it's light time, like daytime, yep. Your cones work. So Jack's cones don't work.
Right.
So you put him out. So he's technically legally blind because, you know, they take these tests in a dimmed room, you know, in ideal lighting, yeah. You know, so he can barely read. So he can't see past the end of his hand.
Right.
In that scenario. But you put the kid outside on a sunny day or a glary day, can't see shit.
Right.
So when he was little, I would have to, you couldn't, you know, you'd go to the gym or whatever, you drop him off, go to the gym, come back and pick him up in a new set of clothes and he'd walk straight past you because
that's
not what you were wearing. Yeah. So you'd have to be in the same clothes every day, like all day.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he would walk straight past you because that's not what you were in wearing.
Yeah, he's got to get his shoes.
Yeah. So, and if you move furniture, he's obviously not like this anymore, but same, because he has, like, his brain's working as well.
Of course. Instead of, like, overdrive.
You could move furniture and walk him in the house and he'd run into it, straight away.
Yeah.
So in Kyabram, in the schooling and everything, were people supportive up there or did you have to come to Melbourne for lots of training or?
No, so, you know, they think we love grey areas. We're in all the grey areas. No one else is really blind in Kyabram. Yeah. So not a kid anyway.
Yeah.
I struggle. This is the problem, is that I struggle this, and everyone would probably know this feeling, is when you're explaining it to them, they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then they, you know, turn around and then sit down with their loud voice and go, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, he's fine. Like, you know, he also plays on it because he can. Because he doesn't
know. He's a teenage boy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And how does it go? Like, I have, I know a lot of people that live up there, and football and netball is like so huge in your community. Like, literally, you know, we've had birthdays later in the day so that people can go to the footy. So how does he go with that?
Well, and this is the thing. Luckily, so Michael was my football kid, cricket kid. So he's super, super sporty, super, like, lives and breathes it, like, you know, 100%. Jack, very artistic.
Right.
So we did dancing.
Yeah.
So he did tap dancing, scouts, and that more creative stuff.
Yeah, right.
Thank goodness he wasn't trying to head against the wall like, I can still play football, you know. You can't, you know, as much as you want to. And, you know, even like he's going to come back from exchange and you know, you'll have to redo year 11 and, yeah. and then year 12 again. And you know, we're saying to him, like, what do you want to do? He's like, oh, I don't know. I want to be a mechanic. I'm like, mate, you can't.
You can't.
Like, difficult. No one's going to employ you. It's not that you can't do the job, but, you know, look, blue and green and, you know, they're different colours. Like, you kind of need to know that stuff. You know, but you just like.
But as you said, lots of people get trades up there.
Yeah, because everybody around him has trades. Everyone around him drives a car, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. And we're super country, like super. Yeah. I grew up on a dairy farm, you know, so super country. And, you know, the thought of going to the city there, he's just like, I'm not doing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, he has been in the Czech Republic, though. Yeah.
Melbourne's probably a lot easier, to be honest.
100%.
We speak pretty much the same language. There's a slight difference between the country and here.
Some cobblestones.
But you got to go up a lane to find them.
So obviously have the NDIS. Does that work when he's overseas? What is that?
No, it doesn't.
So you have to suspend it for while he's away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That might sound like a dumb question, but I was like,
there's no such thing as a dumb question. You have to suspend it. So I think you can get, not that we've used it, but you can – some equipment can be approved still, but like services, obviously don't happen.
Yeah.
But we haven't had to have anything, so that's a bonus. So and even obviously if we
need it for Michael,
yes,
yeah. So we're fully TAC funded that's for
right.
Michael.
Okay, right. So is that for the rest of his life?
Yeah, the rest of his life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so to hear it.
Does the TAC help you move towards independent living, or is that conversations that are way in the future?
Yeah, so this is where we are at the moment. So we're just trying to figure out what, you know, because Michael is still right there.
Yeah.
It's really and it's such a hard balance because what do? Like he physically needs all of this support. You know, but everyone's scared of him. You know, adults have walked in and recoiled, you know, just like, whoa, that's not what, you know, like, whoa, that is not what I thought was going to look like. Yeah. He's confronting. He is absolutely, he's the nicest kid. Look, this kid, there is no excuse for this. You know, there's no excuse for this kid either. Like, he's been water skiing. He's been skydiving. He's about to go on a plane for the first time this weekend for Father's Day.
Great.
I'm full fucking shitting myself, mind you.
Yeah.
You know, there is no excuse. You know, you don't get to say, nah, I don't want to have a go. Nah, if we want to have a go, we're going to do it. Fucking, you say no to me, I'm going to do it harder.
How does he communicate? So, what do you use?
Blinks. What? He blinks.
He blinks.
So we've just started.
Any eye gaze or?
Yeah, we've just started a suite. Well, we haven't got it yet. It's in the process of coming. We're still waiting for it to land at the speechy.
Yeah.
But it's called a neuronode and it's got a little sensor and he just flexes the muscle or the tendon.
Shoulder.
And, or like on any part of him, but at the moment it's just the shoulder. So he just does that, like not even that much. It's tiny, tiny.
Right.
Wow.
And it just... It just switches the iPad on and off. So there's like a bar that runs across the screen and when he wants to click the button, he just goes like moves his shoulder or like a muscle.
Yep.
And tiny flinch and it stops and then it goes up. So it might be going left to right and then it goes up to down, like upwards.
Yeah.
And then he clicks it again and then that's on the button. So then that it like answer the phone or something. So iPad, he has to learn that.
Apple.
Yeah.
Oh,
Accessibility Apple. Plus.
We went Apple incredible. For Jack. Yeah, we went Apple for Jack 17 years ago and have never looked back. No. They are amazing. And you're either in it or you're not. And my husband still is a bit like, nah, nah, nah. And I'm like, nah, it's 100% Apple.
It's unparalleled what they've done. So,
Oh, the accessibility. On And they've about to, I heard along the grapevine, they're about to have eye gaze recognition on there.
Great.
Wow. It hasn't come out yet, but eye gaze is really hard. We did have an eye gaze machine and it was really hard and super clunky and they had it on a crappy Windows thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to click like, it's not app-based, so you got to click in this little name and then you go into this name and this name. Like, how does a kid, it's so clunky. How does a kid
who
has processing issues, how does he get all through all that? To get to the thing that you like, you can't. Yeah. So, And FaceTime. Like, a kid doesn't talk. How do you talk to a kid that doesn't talk? You need fucking FaceTime.
So,
100% all about Apple. So thank you, Apple.
Oh, definitely. Beautiful Gary, who used to do some episodes.
Christopher. Yes. They've worked for Apple.
Yep. And I know there's a lot of criticisms for a lot of big companies, but I tell you what, Apple have done a lot for our community.
Yeah.
100%, 100%. So that's exciting. That's coming. So that'll be here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll have a trial for that. Michael has NDIS for music therapy. The things that are a bit more holistic. Creative freedom.
Great.
Otherwise, TAC based. So this moving into independent living, yes, TAC does support all of that and helps with that, but we're just only at the start of that journey.
He's just 18 anyway.
So we've got ages yet. Yes. You know, look, kids don't leave home to their 40 apparently.
No, they do not. No.
I'm not rushing for that.
No. I just wondered if they supported that or if you had to.
Well, if it's lifelong,
if it's something you have to keep applying for. Yes.
So that'll be – TAC will help us forever and ever.
I'm so glad.
Which is so lovely. We don't have to fight that battle.
I want our taxes to be doing that for you.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible system. Complex. As they all are.
So for people who live overseas, it's the Transport Accident Commission. And if you have a road accident in Australia or Victoria, it's Australia-wide, isn't it, TAC? I think it might be called
Victoria.
Victoria. It's called different things in different states.
Yes.
And we are in Melbourne, so we know Victoria. You're covered by the Transport Accident Commission in this.
Thank goodness.
Yep. When I was hit by a car when I was 18, I was covered. They paid my wages. Yep. They bought my clothes.
Right.
Yep.
Shower chairs.
And it's a no fault scheme. Jack has a TAC claim, for mental health. Obviously has PTSD, so he'll have that forever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So and the driver will have the same as well. So they all three of those boys that were involved in our accident have all got claims. So it's a no fault scheme, which is amazing. We're so blessed.
We need to be grateful because I know some of our AmeriPs.
Yes.
And they're fighting for every bit of funding.
Everything.
There's problems with our healthcare system here, but we're bloody lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, bloody lucky.
Yeah.
Now, you are writing a book.
Yeah, come on, tell us about
your
book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone through my life, my 37 years, and it's been, wonderful and challenging and lots of trauma. Mm. And everyone says, how do you do it? You should write a book. And I've got to write a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my spare time. At the start of the year, I went, fuck it. It's going to happen.
Yes.
I'm going to write a book.
Yes.
I have so many chapters.
Yeah.
So I've written a couple of chapters. So it's still in there, I'm writing a book, but I don't really know what to do with all of this information.
Do you have a publisher or anything?
No, nothing yet.
So anyone's out there?
Yeah.
Anyone can help me? We've got awesome listeners. That's right.
Finish that off. And just a bit of encouragement, I think. But I'm very keen to get it out because everyone says, you're so amazing. Like, how do you do it all? And you work full time and you do this and you do that. And you're such an amazing advocate and you've got two kids and five kids and – and my two stepkids dyslexia and
some learning difficulties.
Processing disorders and things. So, all of them. I've had an amazing life, a very, very traumatic, hard life.
Yes.
And I think that I wouldn't be the person I am today without all of those things. And I wouldn't change any of them.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good read. Someone said to me that you are inspiring.
Yes, we are.
Well, you're still smiling.
You are, and you're funny.
Yeah.
You've kept your humour.
Yeah, thank God for humour.
Yeah. Yes, because some people will be destroyed by this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are days, are stoic and you are funny, there are days when it's fucking hard to get out of bed.
Yep.
Yeah. And you feel sad for what happened
to your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's things like, Jack said it the other week, it was, why is it Michael? Like, why did we? And we're like, why? Yeah. Why do we have to have this life? Yes. I don't fucking know.
No.
But you know what? Fuck them guys. We got this shit.
Yes.
Let's make us fucking look good. We're going to, Yeah. So we got this, you know. And even my allied health team, they're like, you went, what? Water skiing? Why? What do you mean? What? Why did you do that? I'm like, because. Like, why not? Like, yeah, I threw my hip out, like, being on the fucking thing holding Michael's head.
Of course you did.
But, you know, Michael fucking loved it.
Of course he did. And I'll do anything for him to feel that joy.
That's right. Yes. You know, and the kid fucking sits in that chair.
Yes.
His whole day and does fucking nothing.
Yes.
What? That kid didn't fucking stop. All hear still is dong, 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 dong of a ball going up against the bricks at home, like here at home.
Yeah,
every night. I'm like, Michael, will you stop fucking doing that, please? Oh, my God. Go and do it somewhere else. That's all you can hear is dong, dong, dong. And all I'd want is just to hear that, you know, because that kid was busy, like football, cricket, like any football, knew all the players, knew all the thing, and go the Catters, and you're just absolutely like inundated, like it just smashed you with mum. Yeah. And you're like, well, okay, awesome.
I know.
You know, and why wouldn't he want to go water skiing, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's gone skydiving, and a shout out for that iFly in Melbourne. Oh, my fucking God, get on that.
Yes, terrific.
Oh, my fucking God.
That must have been amazing.
Fuck those boys. Fuck, they're ripped and hot as shit. And I'm very married, happily married. But they're
it's a safe place here.
Yeah. But oh my fucking God. I was like, are you like, you realize that he can't like stand up and get in there? It's like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah, it'll be fine. I was like, okay. And it was fucking magic. They wheeled the wheelchair right up to the gate. They literally just grabbed him under his arms and just pulled him into the air.
Yeah.
They just pulled him into the air, and I'm like, please don't vomit. Please don't vomit in that helmet, because where is that going to go?
Yes. You can't
pull out or anything. And the kid was flying, fucking skydiving. That and those men were just fucking amazing. Oh. And then they were just like turn him upside down up the right way, get him in the seated position, and then this, boink, back in the chair. Wow. And off they,
and that's
then
how it should be. It was no effort.
Yeah.
They just,
this is another person. Another client.
And I didn't have to fight for it. I didn't have to. I just was like, oh, you say it's all abilities. Is it really all abilities?
Yeah.
Is it really? Like, or you have an accessible toilet? Is it really accessible?
Totally.
I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
Don't fucking give me that bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an accessible car park. Alex cringes. There was motorbike, you know, side story.
Yep.
You know how they have the yellow angle, like
the lines.
Yeah, with the lines
that's
in
for
it.
The space to open the doors. Space,
And I pulled up, we're rear entry, so we don't need that. Yep. But I pulled up into this space, and there's fucking 10 motorbikes in there.
I've seen that a lot.
And I'm like, and this is the one thing that pisses me off is that fucking car park. A, you got to pull the kid out into the middle of the street because the car parks are never long enough. That pisses me off. I'm like, dude, this kid's had one car accident. Dangerous. Doesn't need seven more, right?
Yeah.
Make the car parks fucking longer. Yes. Anyway, you make them wider, but not make fucking longer.
Lots and lots of rear.
Yeah, dumb. Anyway, so this day we'd gone rock climbing and we go in and this motorbike come in and Alex was there and I fucking let loose. Yeah. All right, fuck off. I said, you know what, mate, if you fucking park that fucking motorbike there and I had a side entry, I would smash your motorbike. Get the fuck out of the fucking car park. You don't need to fucking be here. He was like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
good.
Fucking gone.
He'll never do it again.
And I'm like, and tell your fucking friends fuck off.
I hope he did.
Fucking gets my goat.
I know, that's right. Fair.
I know. There are definite. I think there should be like there's the parents with prams. So there should be these people absolutely cannot get out of their car unless they have this spot. Then, you know, it could be graded.
Yeah,
then
it should be graded as well. Definitely.
You know, because, you know.
Wheelchair access cars.
Then disability parks. Yes. Then parents with prams. Yes. There is enough. Yes. You go to Chadston, there's 20,000 car spots. There's enough spots to do this.
I definitely agree with you. It should be graded.
It should be graded. Everybody gets a spot. But some
everyone
people can't get out of their car unless they have that spot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, we'll change that as well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. That's exactly
tomorrow.
Right.
Yep.
Boom. Done.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to call the book?
Yes. Well, I would like to call it because, you know, they say that you can have all the names under the sun. And they're like, actually, no.
Yeah.
I do have an Instagram page. It's called I Am Air. No. You are.
Oh. This is a penis.
I've got an Instagram. I have no idea what it's called.
Yeah.
I named it once and that was a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Hold on. It's so good. It's actually what my husband said to me. I am water, you are air.
Oh.
So I was just having one of those moments and I was just like, why do these fucking kids hate me? Like, fucking teenagers, I'm done with them all. I do all these things for these fucking kids. I don't give a shit. And Alex just goes, I said, they fucking love you. They fucking all over you. Fucking, oh, Alex, you're so amazing. And fucking, mum, who the fuck's her?
Yeah.
And he just turned around and said, honey, I am water and you are their air.
Oh.
They need water. But they, you know, but they actually need you, you know, because you're air and they don't even know that they need you. But they, I was like, man, fucking hook one, sinker, that's fucking mine.
Thanks for that. I'm taking it.
Pop it in my pocket.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's what I would like to call it, whether or not it actually gets out.
Well, it can be your winning title.
I wanted 100 Shades of Grey and they said no, so.
Yeah, 100 Shades of Grey would have been so good.
It was exactly what I feel like my life is.
Yeah. Yes.
But the publishers were like, no, that's a terrible name. But I was like, no, but in my heart.
Yeah.
I am 100 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Yes. And fucking
Christian Grey's got nothing on us.
No, there's no red room in my house, I'm telling you, right?
No, there is not. Absolutely not. I wish there was a room. I'd lock the door and stay in there. I don't care what's in there. There was a bed.
Oh, no.
I'll go there. That sounds amazing.
Totally. Lock me in.
Lock me in.
Jeez. Well, we will get everybody to follow your Instagram page.
Yes, we will take
that. That will all be in the show notes and we will follow your journey about writing this book. And, I mean, obviously you could run your own podcast, actually.
Yes.
But we just want to thank you so much for giving your time with us today. Is there anything we've missed that you want to tell the world?
No, I don't think so. But if you think it's hard, it's hard.
Yeah.
And if you think it's easy, it's still fucking hard.
Yeah.
Just that keep is going. The truth.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Hard isn't bad, but it is hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a silver lining and a rainbow around every fucking day.
Well,
there's
love.
Yeah. There is love. Yeah. We're lucky to have love.
That's right.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we are cheering you on.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Loved meeting you. Kirsty was right. Oh, you're a fantastic pee.
Good on you, Curious.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Oh, no, thank you.
It's so amazing.
No.
All the nervous wee's were worth it.
Yes. Now you can go and do your relaxed poo. Yes.
Nailed it.
Oh, well, we will let you go, and we are so grateful that you gave your time to us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. See you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.